You are Locked On LSU, your daily podcast on the LSU Tigers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Okay, let's get it. Locked On LSU, your team every day. I'm Matt Moscona, ESPN Radio, Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Alexandria, CST. And right here for the Locked On LSU podcast, a massive weekend ahead for the LSU baseball Tigers. Gets underway tonight, Friday, 7 o'clock, out at Alec Box Stadium as LSU welcomes in the Alabama Crimson Tide. There is just flatly a ton on the line this weekend for LSU. Tigers' RPI presently at 20, Alabama's RPI presently at 29. Baseball America certainly is not the be-all, end-all, but in their most recent mock regional projection, Alabama is the last team in the field of 64. LSU has seven teams ahead of it among those out. So first four out, next four out, and LSU is last among the next four out. So LSU needs to leapfrog the seven teams perceived to be ahead of them, and a great way to do that would be a series win over Alabama, knocking the Tide out of regional play of the projections and maybe advancing their cause to get closer. So LSU 28 and 17, LSU 30 and 18. Tigers have two more wins. The difference, like we talk about all the time, conference record. Alabama is 11 and 12 in the league. LSU is 9 and 15. That's the big difference right there, is those two conference wins that Alabama has over LSU's win total. This is LSU's chance to pull even or surpass Alabama in that metric with one weekend remaining. So to go through it, LSU's had a lot of success against Alabama, particularly under Paul Maneri. Tigers have won 11 of the 13 regular season series against the Tide since Maneri has been the coach. The two series that Bama got, one was in 2007, which was Maneri's first year and was not a very good team. And then in 2016, the Tide took 2 of 3 in Baton Rouge. When you look at this Alabama team, it's they have followed a similar trajectory that LSU did. Alabama started the season with a really, really rough conference schedule, like LSU did. They opened up against number one Arkansas, and they lost that series. Then they were home against Ole Miss, and they were swept. And then they were home against Tennessee and lost 2 out of 3. So where LSU started 1-9, LSU started 1-8, Alabama started 2-7. So both teams struggled out the gate. And then Alabama started to hit their stride. They swept Texas A&M. They took 2 out of 3 from Auburn. They lost a series to Kentucky, but then swept Missouri. And then this last weekend, they only got 2 games in against Vanderbilt, but lost them both. So this is an Alabama team that had its rough start like LSU did, found its footing against some of the weaker teams in the conference, had a rough weekend last weekend against Vanderbilt, and now LSU and Alabama are staring each other face to face, right in the face, as far as standings and what their projections are. This is a fulcrum-type series. The Tide, 11th in the SEC in batting average at .273, not great. 9th in the SEC in ERA at 4.45, not great. They average about 9 strikeouts per 9 innings, but the guy LSU is going to face tonight, they can hit. Tyler Roz is a junior righty for Alabama who get the ball. He's got an ERA of 5.68, only 42 strikeouts and 63 and a third innings pitched. This is the opportunity for LSU in this series. You have a decided advantage on the mound with Landon Marceau tonight, Friday. Get game one. Game two is going to be the bigger challenge for LSU. AJ Labus has struggled his last couple of outings. Dylan Smith, the junior righty from Alabama, he's the guy. Now, his record is not good. He is 1-6 on the season. He's not good. But he's got 93 strikeouts in 70 2/3 innings pitched. His ERA is at 3.57. He has been a tough luck loser this season at 1-6. But at this point in the season, the team is what they are whenever you're pitching. So this is an opportunity for LSU to go out and win the first two games of the series. And then Sunday for both teams is a TBA. Very likely that Mikhail Hilliard would be LSU's Game 3 starter. But if you're Paul Maneri, it makes a ton of sense why you know every game matters. And if you need Mikhail Hilliard or you feel like you need him out of the bullpen earlier in the series, you go to him because any chance you have to win a game, you got to take it. LSU and Alabama, Game 1 tonight. You'll hear from Paul Maneri in just a quick second. We're brought to you by BetOnline.ag. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. The fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action is BetOnline.ag. Baseball season, of course, in full swing. NBA playoffs right around the bend. NHL, same. UFC 262 is this weekend. And this week, we had NFL schedule release. So there are NFL futures odds on some of the early games of the season that you can start placing wagers on right now, and you can do it safe, securely at betonline.ag. Free to sign up, desktop or mobile, and when you sign up and make your first deposit, use the code LOCKEDON to get a 50% welcome bonus. It's betonline.ag. Betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
There's no holding back anything. This is postseason baseball as far as I'm concerned. We're going to do whatever it takes to win this weekend, each and every game.
Paul Maneri not mincing any words on Thursday, and he is spot on. This series just, it's critical. It is critical for LSU and their hopes of getting into the postseason. There is just no holding back this weekend with the Tide coming in. We'll let you hear a little more from Paul Maneri about Bama and about his plans in a second, but there's something else that Maneri said that I'll just get out of the way, and he talked about the fans in the crowd for this weekend.
I'm certainly hoping, you know, with the 100% capacity allowed and the weather's supposed to be good and it's our last home series and these games are critically important to our cause. There you are, Mike. I'm hoping we're going to get great support. You know, it's senior day on Sunday, of course, and for our seniors, it'll be their last home weekend series. We need the fans this weekend.
A lot of people talk about the magic of the box or the mystique of the box. I'm not telling you that I buy magic or mystique or any of that stuff. What is absolutely real is that most college baseball players never have the chance to play in front of 10 or 11,000 people. At LSU, that's been the norm for two decades. But it's not the norm in most of college baseball. And look, if you want to look at the old box, 5 to 8,000 people, I mean, it's been the norm at LSU for 35 years. But that's not the norm in most places. So a lot of times, guys have never played in front of that many fans with that much pressure. That's why when the box is full and when it's loud, other teams tend to wilt in those moments because they're just flatly not used to that. It has been a weird 14 months, I think, as we all know. This is an opportunity, though, where LSU needs its fans to be there, to be loud, to be present, to be heard. If you can be there, go. LSU, if you want this team to reach the postseason, which I desperately do, I want LSU baseball in the postseason. This is an opportunity where, as a fan, you could actually have an impact if you get out there and you're loud and you're rowdy and you make it an advantage for LSU playing at the box this weekend. So, a couple of things Paul Maneri had to say. Number one, Tuesday night, he pulled a few of the starters from the game. One of them was Jordan Thompson. As we learned, Thompson actually had an illness, and when he struggled with a couple of errors early in the ball game, Maneri pulled him. But Maneri did give an update on his shortstop status.
Yeah, he's been feeling better each of the last 2 days. He's still got a little bit of a cough. I just watched him take batting practice, and he looked so much better today than he did yesterday. His bat looked very quick, and the ball was jumping off his bat. There's something going around with an upper respiratory thing, not so much within our team, but there's been other athletes at LSU that have gotten it as well. And it takes a few days to get through your system Jordan is feeling much better today. It's not 100%, but I'm expecting that he'll even be feeling better tomorrow. So I expect that he'll be ready to go. And
Thompson, of course, has been one of the great surprises of this season as LSU started with a very unsettled left side of the infield. Thompson at short, Doty at third, has really stabilized that left side. And Thompson is third on the team in on-base percentage. So he's really brought his bat along as the season's gone as well. Glad to hear that he'll be good to go. We did talk a little bit earlier about A.J. Labus, about how he struggled the past couple of outings. Paul Maneri said, I'll let you hear what Paul had to say. He's not concerned, but I have a follow-up.
I don't know that he struggled as much as you all maybe think he has struggled. He's a strike thrower. He doesn't have overpowering stuff. The other night against Auburn, I think he gave up 8 or 9 hits, if I'm not mistaken, in 6 innings. Their ballpark, you talk about small. I mean, it is a very, very small ballpark. And he gave up, I think, 4 home runs, if I'm not mistaken. And I want to tell you, 3 of them were nothing more than just routine fly balls in our ballpark. And they were fence scrapers as they left the park. I don't think he pitched as poorly as his line may have appeared to be. You don't want him to go out there and not throw the ball over the plate. Now he's walking batters and giving up multiple run home runs. I don't think he's throwing the ball as badly as maybe people think he might be. You know, let's see how it goes this week. And I think he's going to be okay. I just feel like he's due for a really good start this Saturday.
Now, I completely agree about the Auburn Park. You've heard my rant about that. I don't think that baseball should be played on T-ball fields where pop flies leave the yard. I completely agree. But Labus is a strike thrower, and Auburn made good contact against him the entire day, and the same against Arkansas where they ate him up. So, yes, A.J. Labus did struggle the last 2 outings. I want to refer you to what Ben McDonald told us last week. And I asked Ben McDonald about Labus throwing 126 pitches against Ole Miss and how long it might take for his arm to come back from that. And Ben said, in his experience in baseball, when a pitcher would have an extended outing like that, it typically took 2 full weeks to get back to where you were feeling right again. That makes a lot of sense why Labus would struggle against Arkansas and Auburn. Those are 2 very good offensive teams, make no mistake, but it was clear that Labus wasn't as good as he had been earlier in the year, even against very good offensive teams like Ole Miss. So, if that timeline holds, we should see the A.J. Labus we had gotten used to seeing throughout the course of this season back this weekend against Alabama. Game 1, of course, tonight. Game 2 on Saturday. Game 3 Sunday. And we will be back Monday to recap the entire series, how it played out. Let me remind you about Built Bar and BuiltBar.com. I have a coconut brownie chunk in my desk right now. It doesn't even seem fair. The fact that that's a healthy snack alternative that tastes that good, that's a great meal replacement option with protein, high in fiber, low in calorie, low in sugar, gluten-free. It's perfect for the keto diet. I'm telling you, soft and chewy, covered in 100% chocolate. Built Bar is a daily part of my routine. Maybe the best endorsement I can tell you is that I actually spend my own money to order Built Bar every single month. BuiltBar.com. Do what I do. I use the code as well, LOCKED15, LOCKED15, to get 15% off my order. I'm not going to lie to you. I actually make my wife do it because she handles all the online ordering and she has the online account, so I make her do it. But we're joint accounts and we're paying for that sale the same. And yes, I use the code, or I tell her to use the code, LOCKED15. That's LOCKED15 to get 15% off your order at BuiltBar.com. The best tasting protein bar in the world is Built Bar. Order yours at BuiltBar.com. Hey, before we get out of here and send you into your weekend, how about a big shout out to LSU running back signee Corey Kiner. Yesterday, we told you Walker Howard was named the Gatorade Louisiana Player of the Year. Well, Corey Kiner capped off his career in Cincinnati with a monster senior season, and he has added Ohio's Gatorade Player of the Year Award and is now up for Gatorade's National Player of the Year. Kiner rushed for 1,869 yards, 32 touchdowns on 168 carries. His team went to the state semifinals in a 10-1 season. He was All-Ohio, the Miami Valley Conference Player of the Year honors as well. A phenomenal career for Corey Kiner, and he is one prospect that LSU fans should take keen interest in this summer. He was the nation's seventh best running back in the 247 composite, and he is a guy that is going to have an opportunity to make an immediate impact as a freshman. We know that Kevin Falk wants to use his entire running back core. Last year, we saw John Emery and Ty Davis Price and Trey Bradford and Josh Williams all there trying to fill the role of Clyde Edwards-Helaire. And make no mistake, with LSU bringing back, bringing Jake Peets in and bringing back DJ Mangus and trying to bring back that 2019 offense, Clyde Edwards-Helaire was a central figure in that offense. He caught nearly 60 balls in that season, not just as a runner, as a 1,400-yard rusher, but as a pass catcher out of the backfield. He was so critical, and LSU doesn't have that guy yet, or at least that guy hasn't emerged yet among the backs on campus. If Corey Kiner can show up and prove that he can be that guy game one, then Corey Kiner is going to have a big role in this offense in his true freshman season. So congrats to Corey Kiner, Gatorade Ohio Football Player of the Year, now up for the Gatorade National High School Player of the Year. Good luck to him with that, and we'll look forward to seeing Corey Kiner on campus coming up in just a few weeks. We will be back here on Monday as we recap the weekend on Locked On LSU. Remember, if you're looking to go somewhere from here, Locked On Today is a great chance to do that. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast, hosted by Peter Bukowski, updating you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Have an awesome weekend. We'll see you Monday. Locked On LSU, your team every day.